Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, broadcast day today is June 30th, so halfway through 2023. Hard to imagine. The year just seems to be flying by for the most part. Although there definitely are days, I'm sure, for all of us that seem like they last forever. But here we are. A little foggy around South Bend, Indiana today, but the smoke smell has dissipated quite a bit from what it was a day or so ago. Today we're going to wrap up this week of talking and praying about planting with care. Being careful what we allow to be planted into our life, how we tend that, being careful about what we're planting in the lives of others so that we can reap a good harvest. And today's focus kind of extends or amplifies where we were at yesterday. Yesterday we talked and prayed about planting what you want to harvest. And today's verse is the one following what we looked at yesterday about reaping what you sow. And we're going to focus today on planting to please the Spirit. And we do that so that we can reap the harvest that's eternal. Galatians 6:8 says, "The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." And so as we talked yesterday about if you want corn, you're going to plant corn. If you want righteousness, you're going to plant righteousness. If you want kindness, you're going to plant kindness. And God comes along and he explains, he provides context, saying this verse about reaping what you sow isn't designed so that you can choose what you want regardless. And says, "Well, I want more money, and so I'm going to plant money." He says, "This is within the spiritual context." He says, "So the one that plants, that sows seeds, that lives life in a way that pleases the Spirit, that honors God, will reap what the Spirit produces, eternal life. A life that we can't earn on our own, a life that we can't attain through our own efforts or goodness or money or anything else." Jesus says that the only way to the Father is through him. The Bible makes it clear there is no other name under heaven by which people can be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. And so eternal life is available to those who call upon the name of the Lord, who come to him in obedience, in humility, in submission, who plant those seeds that please the Spirit. God's Spirit, the Spirit that he promises to put within each of us as his children, to guide us, to direct us, to comfort us, to bring hope and healing, to orchestrate that transformation in our life that changes who we live for. See, living life in the Spirit is a life that's lived for God, a life that's lived with a different motivation. And so we wake up each morning. We go about life each day. We interact with our family, with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with our fellow students, with the people at the grocery store in ways that are deliberate, in ways that seek to please not ourselves, not even directly those around us. Although when we live life this way, it ought to both please ourselves and those around us. We live to please the Spirit. I'm guessing that some of those who are listening and to these words today or whenever it is you happen to listen have a tendency to desire to please people. It's pretty common. I think we all have at least elements of that. I don't want people to be disappointed in me. I want my efforts and my activity to please them. And it can be a tough taskmaster when we allow that to be in control of our life. Because as has been famously said, you can't please all the people all the time. But some of us kind of wear ourselves out trying to do that. And the difficulty is everyone we meet has a somewhat different idea of what we ought to be doing. So we kind of bounce back and forth like a yo-yo. We weary ourselves trying to please others. Now, I'm not saying that we ought to ignore what others want and what pleases them. It just shouldn't be our priority. Because God says our priority ought to be to please the Spirit, to please Him, to live a life that honors His nature. And the good news for those with tendencies to be people pleasers is it becomes a lot more effective when we're seeking to please God. Oh, sure, not everybody's going to like that. But it covers a lot more territory than our own ideas, our own desires, our own likes and dislikes. It provides that common ground for those, especially those who believe in Jesus. And so we plant those seeds of obedience. We plant those seeds of pleasing God. We plant those seeds that honors His will. You see, when we plant the things which please the Spirit, the crop that is produced is eternal life. The crop that's produced is that relationship with Jesus, that forgiveness of sin, that restoration that we all need. And when those things are planted in our life and we allow them to grow and they produce a harvest, it also spills over into our relationships with others. Because we receive the restoration and the forgiveness that we need from God, we have a better understanding of how to extend that to those around us. How to give forgiveness, how to receive forgiveness. How to live at peace with those who were once enemies. Sowing to please the Spirit changes us, and it changes those that we interact with. As we live life today, the question for every one of us, myself included, is, what am I planting? Who am I planting it for? What is my motivation? Who's my audience? Myself? People? God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, and your love has called us to live and plant and do life in a way that pleases the Spirit that you've put within us. Your Spirit. To do things in a way that honors Jesus, that lifts Him up. And Father, as we gaze into your word and we apply it to our life, we recognize that it is this process that produces a harvest of eternal life. That continual faithfulness in walking with Jesus and allowing that transformation to continually take place day in and day out. To live as forgiven and live as one who forgives. To realize that the things that please myself aren't the things that always please you. To change my priorities, to change what I do, because I change why I do it. And Father, help every one of us to examine our motivation. That even the good things that we do would be done not out of a sense of a reward from people, but out of a sense of honoring you. Father, may the good that we do be done in the name of Jesus. May it be done in ways that people see those good works and they glorify you rather than us. God, today, help us to be active and busy living and planting and teaching and sharing and loving in ways that please the Spirit. Father, it's my desire that each one of us would long for that eternal life that you have prepared for all who belong to you, for all who call upon the name of Jesus, for all who live by the Spirit. Father, may your Spirit empower us to do the things that are unnatural, to do the things which are supernatural, to be peacemakers, to be those who care, those who invest. Father, for those times where we feel that we lack, rather than turning to ourself and looking inward or turning to others, may we turn to you. And as we've talked and prayed about already this week, Father, may we trust you as the one that supplies even the seed that we sow. And may that be done in ways that lift up Jesus. So God, today, as we live this life here on earth, as we continually look to that harvest of eternal life, may we not only desire it for ourselves, but may we be diligent about sharing the good news of life eternal with others. God, today, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.